It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. My name is David and today we're going to have a quick look at one of the in-form players in the Premier League so far this season, and that is of course Pedro Neto, who has been surpassing expectations, to be honest, as an FPL asset. Burned many of us who selected him for game week 1 last season, and he seems to be punishing us big time this time around because he is one of the most in-form midfielders. So we're going to have a quick look at him. There's a lot of interest in him over the international break. A few people wildcarding as well and looking for players in midfield especially who can save them a little bit of money. So I thought it would be a good idea to have a bit of a deep dive here and work out whether or not now is the time to sign him and just how much we can trust him in the forthcoming weeks. Now, before we go any further, of course, as ever, we are going to be having a look at a lot of things from the Fantasy Football Scout members areas, lots of tables and maps and all sorts of tools coming up to help you make some good decisions ahead of game week 9. Now, if you've not already sorted out your membership, you can still save up to 30% on those preseason prices. And the international break is a good time to get yourself signed up, have a play around with what's in there. 8 game weeks are in the history books now. It's a solid amount of data to give us a good idea of what's going on in the Premier League this season. And one other piece of housekeeping before we get a little bit further. You may have noticed from the sound of my voice that I have a little bit of a cold. So I do apologise if I sound somewhat nasal and or I'm about to drop dead on the floor. I will do my best to work my way through this video. To be honest, the thing that is more mortifying is not necessarily the fact that I don't feel too good, is more the fact that I had Neto last season, I held on to him for far too long, ended up looking like a bit of a mug. Talked about him in the preseason this time, but did not have the bravery to put my money where my mouth is, and Neto continues to laugh at me with every score that he gets this season. And it's just been an ongoing little bit of FPL drama kind of tickling away in the background. And now, after 8 game weeks, it's about time that we had a look at what was going on here to work out just what to do about it. So let's start off by looking at the obvious stuff. So 8 game weeks in for Neto, 1 goal, 6 assists. That's 7 attacking returns in 8 game weeks. 43 points as well. 1 point against United in the game week 1 defeat at Old Trafford. Just the 2 points in the 4-1 home defeat to Brighton in game week 2. But it really has been since game week 3 that he has started to hit the ground running. So an assist against Everton, so 7 points against the Toffees. Then in the 3-2 defeat to Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park, he got himself 2 assists, so got 10 points there. Didn't manage any of the... he did manage some bonus in that one, so he got 2 bonus in that one. Liverpool got an assist in that one. It was a 3-1 defeat, but 5 points for a 5.5 million midfielder, or so he was priced at the time. Not bad. 9 points in the 1-1 draw with Luton. That was his only goal of the season. An assist in that shock win for Wolves over Manchester City at Molineux in Game Week 7. And continuing to prove a creative hub for Wolves. They drew 1-1 with their rivals Aston Villa on Sunday. He got a 6th assist of the season. And the thing is, let's have a look now at how that compares just to everybody else in the Premier League. Wow, I mean, he is keeping some fine company so far, especially among midfielders. So, 43 points. There's only, I think it's 7 midfielders who are above him for that particular stat, of course. The best one there is, points. We've got Sterling on 45. Jensen of Brentford on 46, level with Ødegaard on 46. Madison's got 47. Bowen's got 50. Saka's got 53. Son's got 54. And Salah's got 59. And so when you consider the prices of some of these guys, it is a fine company to be keeping. The six assists that he's got is more than any other midfielder so far this season. The only player in the Premier League with more assists than him is Ollie Watkins, who of course has always been a good creative hub for Aston Villa, as well as a goal scorer too. So good company there. Only one player in the league has more assists than him. And the value is what's most important, in my opinion, because what we've got on the right-hand side of the screen is the value, according to the FPL site, which effectively is points per million spent. And among midfielders, yeah, unsurprisingly, the only player above him is Jensen, Mathias Jensen at Brentford. He's a 5.4 million midfielder who is getting 8.5 points per million spent. Neto second with 7.5. He's actually just ahead of Hwang Hee-chan on 7. And then we've got Bowen, Gordon and Mitoma complete the top six for points per million spent amongst midfielders. And so, yeah, moving into the coming game weeks, he just keeps ticking along. And in a world where we've seen some high-profile blanks, some very expensive players, and we're sort of looking for ways to cut corners financially in our teams, got Son, Salah, Haaland, all in the conversation to be in people's teams. And those three guys, of course, can make it a bit restrictive to get Trippier, who's looking like he needs to be an important asset as well. So finding someone in this price bracket who can be reliable is super important. And we're going to have a look now at whether or not we feel he can sustain that. And it's a little bit tricky. It's a little bit more nuanced than simply he's having a good season. And that will make some more sense in just a second. So we'll start off with how creative he's been so far this season. You know, six assists so far. Is that sustainable in the long run? Well, the data would indicate at the moment that it is. Because if he was getting lots of assists and he wasn't particularly creative, you know, wasn't creating too many chances, then maybe we turn around and say he's perhaps just getting lucky to get a score that high. But he's created 20 chances so far this season. Only five players in the Premier League have created more than him. They're Doughty at Luton, Kulusevski at Spurs, both level on 21, then you've got Bruno Fernandes on 22, Madison on 25, Trippier on 27. So only really the big hitters, as we know them, are ahead of Neto, really, because you've got Kulusevski and Doughty just one ahead of him. So he's in the top five for that. It's a good, good stat. But also, it's really the quality of the chances that Neto is creating that really turn our heads. Now, he's created five big chances so far this season, and that's a chance that Opta deems to be a bigger chance, or perhaps if you're a little bit more used to a more numerical-based system and you prefer XG and XA and things like that, effectively, they're just high expected assist chances, you know, and which lead to high expected goals chances. And yeah, Neto's doing very well for this stat as well. He's created five big chances. That's the third best, or the joint third best, in the Premier League so far. He's level with Bruno Fernandes, Moussa Diaby and Anthony Gordon. And those above him, again, it's your usual household names for creativity in Madison and Trippier on six each. And then Salah, as we've covered off before, is actually having an exceptional season of creativity. He's leading the line with nine big chances created so far. But again, when you compare the prices of some of the players up here, because we shouldn't forget about Anthony Gordon as well, also having a good campaign. Across the course of the campaign, Neto is doing very well for creativity over the first eight game weeks. Let's have a quick look at goal threat before we have a look at the last four matches, because as I said, it's a little bit more nuanced than simply he's having a good season. There's been some ebbs and flows statistically, and we'll assess that in a second. Now, for the goal threat, the thing about Neto is that he is perhaps one of the most goal-threatening Wolves players, but whether or not that makes him particularly threatening compared to other players in the Premier League is harder to insist upon. So, over the first eight game weeks, he's had 12 shots. That's joint most of all Wolves players alongside Mateus Cunha and Hwang Hee-chan. 10 have been in the box, so only Hwang is ahead of him for the location of the shots, but only one big chance all campaign in eight game weeks. So he really is not the guy who's in this team to get on the end of big chances and score goals. That said, not many people in this team have that role. They seem to be sharing them. You know, they are scoring goals, perhaps more than we expected. And clearly, if Neto is able to be the highest assist-making midfielder so far this season, he's the second highest among all players. You know, clearly, they do know how to put their goals away. But it does look as if there's not one individual who streaks clear for them. They are sort of sharing the goals and the goal threat, because we've just got a number of players here, you know, all kind of bunched up together for some of these stats. Hwang and Neto are a little bit further clear than everybody else, but we'll come on to how that compares to the league in a minute. As I said, two big chances for Hwang, one for Neto, three for Cunha, two for Fabio Silva, one for Lamina. In terms of shots on target, Neto is also top for that as well amongst his colleagues, with five, level again with Hwang, but five's not really that many. You know, that's less than one a game, really. So, you know, it's not He's not someone we can rely on for goals, which is worth knowing if you're thinking about investing in him. Let's have a look at the expected goal involvement then. And that, of course, combines his assist threat and his goal threat. And it is still very good. And it is largely because of that expected assist. So his XA stat is 2.21. That is by far and away the highest of any other Wolves player so far this season. His XG is 1.89. Only Cunha is ahead of him. And interestingly enough, he's actually got a higher expected goals figure netto than Hwang, although Hwang has scored... 5 goals. Where did that come from? He's massively overperformed against the XG. The data suggests Neto should have scored more, but again, XG of just 1.89, not very high. However, combine them together, an XGI of 4.10 is quite good. It's more about that assist threat. I did promise a little bit of a look on how he was comparing for goals compared to everybody else, because that's the main thing here. Whilst he is one of the more attacking Wolves players, they're not a team with an individual standout guy, so it's not surprising to see Neto near the top. Compare his 10 shots in the box to the rest of the Premier League so far this season, and I'm not even going to bother counting. I've had to scroll down a considerable way here. How many of them are above him? I don't know. My guess is about 30 players. We've got, Maddison on 11, Eze on 12, Nunes, Diaby, Cash, Alvarez, Decore, Abdoulaye, that is, at Everton, Wilson all on 13. There's about 5 players on 14. There's about 5 players on 15. We've got Son on 16, Nketiah 17, Jackson on 18, Bowen, Edouard and Salah joint together on 19. And then there's 5 more players: Haaland, Watkins, Rashford, Vissa and Morris. In the words of a certain pool supervisor, I could go on. It's a long list of people that have had a lot more shots in the box than Neto so far this season. And of course, that one big chance as well. For frame of reference, Haaland 15, Isak 10, Jackson 9, Watkins 8, Nunes 8. Whole raft of players with more than there. And yeah, it's just, we've got 30 to 40 players with more shots on target than him as well. So all of his points are coming from assist potential. Now, of course, that doesn't make him a bad asset just because he's not getting the goals, but it's just worth understanding what you're getting with him. You are not necessarily going to be purchasing yourself a highly explosive player, but that doesn't necessarily have to matter too much, because when you look at his points per million spent, it's solid. The hauls are coming through in what I would describe as, little and often, and sometimes that's really useful. Sometimes that's what helps keep you just in those green arrows. So just going back over his hauls again, from game week 1 through to game week 8, 1 point, 2 points, 7 points, 10 points, 5 points, 9 points, 4 points, 5 points. And it's that price. It's that price that really wants us to look at him as an asset rather than his explosivity. If this guy was 7 million, we probably wouldn't be sat here having this conversation. But because he's 5.7, we are. And that's how it goes. Now, I did promise a couple of additional nuances, and they are still there. And the interesting thing, unfortunately, is the fact that with Neto, there does seem to actually be a mild regression in the last 4 matches in terms of those underlying stats, which concern me a little bit. And it's just trying to understand why that's happening. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm not entirely sure. And sometimes that's how it goes. You're not entirely sure what's causing this slight shift in the data. But that doesn't necessarily have to mean that we can't base decisions on it. It would make me just, in effect, because I'm not sure where this is coming from, just urge a little bit of caution. As I said, we're excited about the opportunity that Neto presents, but am I going to, go out in the streets with a big billboard saying, sign Neto now? Perhaps not. But would I sign it for my team? Maybe. We want to try and have a nice measured middle ground position on this, assess a lot of information. And so the dichotomy is this, right? So over the last 4 matches, we have seen a massive regression in a lot of key areas for Neto. So in the first 4 matches, and just to remind you who those were against, Man United, Brighton, Everton and Crystal Palace, fairly balanced first 4 games. United, they are having a difficult season, but they are still at the very least, giving it a go, The most important thing is the lads have fun, to quote Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We got Brighton also having a positive-ish season. Everton and Crystal Palace, so-so. We've got a so-so set of fixtures there. Then game weeks 5 to 8, now they have got a little bit harder. So it could be the opposition here, but we've also seen them face Luton, whose defence has been really poor. We've also seen them face Aston Villa, who haven't necessarily been watertight, and they nearly won this game, Wolves. So maybe there's an element of fixture thing in here, but the real confusion will come in just a second when you see what this weird regression in numbers has actually done to his points tally. So the first 4 matches, 21 touches in the box versus 16 in the second set of 4, and he played the same number of minutes in each group. 9 shots for Neto in the first 4, just a 3 in the last one. 8 in the box in the first 4, just 2 in the last 4. 4 shots on target, only 1 in the last 4. So of those 5 big shots on target, only one of them's come in the last 4. the distribution is the same thing. We saw him create 13 chances of those 20 in the first four, only seven in the second set. He created four of the big chances in the first four, only one in the second lot. And, you know, so three assists in the first four, two assists in the second one, and one of them was a fantasy assist. That's the sixth one. However, and this is the weird thing, he's actually scored more points in the last four. So in the first four matches, 20 points for Neto. In the last four, 23. And so perhaps he's, perhaps, and this is what I mean, we have to speculate over here, perhaps he is playing in such a way that even if he has a bad game, he can still get points, and sometimes that's really useful, and it's worth knowing that. Now, the final piece here in terms of whether or not there's some sustainability moving forward does, of course, come in the form of their fixtures. Alluded a little bit there to the fact that perhaps the fixtures they played in the last four perhaps maybe just tempered his attacking output a little bit, you know, but the first four matches weren't exactly positive ones. Wolves have been very much bottom of the season ticker for a long time. However, they are, of course, about to shoot right up. They've got the Aston Villa game out of the way, and now in the next five matches, they have Bournemouth, Sheffield United and Fulham, three of the most obliging defences in the Premier League so far this season. And it's really the next three that I am most interested in, Neto. And so I don't want to go as far as to say that Neto might be a now or never, but the best opportunity to give Neto the best chance to do well in your team is definitely the next three, because you've got Bournemouth away. Yes, you've got Newcastle at home next. Perhaps you can maybe work out a short-term rotation potentially, or just throw him in and see what happens and roll with the fact that after that you've then got Sheffield United. Now, those are the ones that are more obliging. Now, Fulham, I would love to keep them in this conversation, but they do seem to be making some defensive improvements. They've conceded just seven big chances in their last four. Contrast that with Bournemouth and Sheffield United. 14 big chances conceded for the Cherries, 20 conceded for the Blades. They are the third worst and the worst team for that particular stat over the last four matches. So Neto has a fantastic opportunity to go into that game and do some serious damage. Now, also worth pointing out that Neto is, of course, the corner taker for Wolves. So he is going to be involved in taking quite a lot of those set pieces. And thankfully enough, we already know that Sheffield United are susceptible to set pieces in the last four matches. Only West Ham have conceded more chances from set pieces. The Blades are the worst team in the Premier League for conceding headers. Of course, you're going to get them from crosses and things like that from set pieces as well. And so Neto is massively going to benefit there. Bournemouth also in the conversation for chances conceded from set plays. Fourth worst over the last four. That has shifted slightly. Sheffield United were the worst and Bournemouth were the third worst, but obviously we're tracking these in four-game increments as we move along in four-game batches. So, point is that the thing that Neto is you know, most trusted for in this Wolves team, creating chances from set pieces, Bournemouth and Sheffield United are two of the worst teams in this division for conceding chances in those situations. So over the next three, I think there's a real opportunity for Neto to do some real damage for you, or rather do some damage for you against your opponents. Hopefully he's not going to damage your team. Hopefully he's going to improve your team, but hopefully you understand what I mean. So a few things to consider there. Slight dip in his underlying statistics over the last few weeks, but that hasn't stopped him from scoring the points. Some really nice fixtures coming up, and the value he's offering is really, really exciting. So whether you're on a wild card or perhaps looking at downgraded midfield to get a Salah or a Son, you know, player that you want to upgrade for in other areas, then Neto could be a really good way to do that. I think he's going to be ticking along with some decent points in the next three, a fair amount. In the next five, maybe slightly less reliable, but a game against Fulham is still a nice one to have. So just keep that in mind when you're planning your transfers for game week 9. Now, as I said, all of this information has, of course, come from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. And so if you've really enjoyed and found this information useful and you're thinking, I'd like to go and have a look at some other players using some of those same tools, same metrics, then if you haven't sorted out your membership, now is the best time to do it, because you'll be able to get access to all of that to do it yourself. And we don't have to rely on me warbling through a cold to fill you in on these players. And then we'll be in a better place, I can assure you. So, yeah, get yourself signed up. You can still save up to 30% on those prices. Now, if you've enjoyed this video, don't forget to like it, subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit that bell notification. And with that, I shall leave you fine, folks, to enjoy the rest of your international break. And I shall see you next time.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.